With your Southeast Regional Ag News, I'm Haley Shipp. This is the Ag Information Network. In the words of Anne Murray, we sure could use a little good news today, and I've got just that. After years of pleading for more veterinarians, a recent analysis of the drivers of supply and demand for veterinary services shows that the number of graduates from existing veterinary colleges is likely enough to meet demand through 2035. The conclusion comes after a study commissioned by the American Veterinary Medical Association. And while this one stat is specific to small animals, the population of veterinarians is likely to grow faster than pet-owning households, with over a dozen veterinary schools in line to become accredited. With 33 colleges already recognized by the AVMA Council on Education, this would represent almost a 40% increase in the next 10 years. Vet visits are declining from a peak achieved in 2021 and 2022. Data shows prices for those veterinary services have also been increasing. The veterinary industry tracker says that's caused a slowdown in the volume of vet services. And while we're talking veterinarians, a tip of the hat to those vet techs, as this week is National Veterinarian Technician Week. I'm Haley Shipp. This has been your Southeast Regional Ag News.